All right, Jabo, say good morning. Let's begin. We are picking up. We started yesterday, Perek Tes, ninth chapter. We are picking up in Perek Tes, page Pei Beis. If you're using this red version that we're using, paragraph Beis. Va'amnam. So I'll say, remember again, in this particular Perek, that Ramchal is focusing here on the things which detract or derail one from acquiring the midah of zrizos, of zeal, of alacrity, of eagerness. So essentially, the Ramchal gave a very open-ended statement. He said, anything that is mimagdili ha'atzla, anything that intensifies laziness, by definition is something which takes away from zrizos. And then he expounded upon that. He says, essentially, if a person is running after rest and comfort, if he feels that his goal in life is that he should be comfortable, that's my goal, I should be comfortable, I should be relaxed, I should take it easy. A person like that says that Ramchal is never going to grow in Ruchnius for one simple reason. Ruchnius is not convenient. It's bottom line. Ruchnius is not convenient. Shachris is not convenient. Mincha Mariv is not convenient. Chesed is not convenient. Staka is not convenient. Learning is not convenient. So if a person is, if their life is about, well, I want to be relaxed, I like to take it easy, like the Ramchal said, I like to eat my meals slowly, I like to be well rested, so on and so forth, I don't like to be inconvenienced, at the end of the day, that a person like that won't grow spiritually. But on them, Sarach Sheida Adam will say such a profound statement. Kilolim nucha hu ba'olam hazeh, eva va'amo v'torach. It is important that a person realizes that he is not in this world to relax. A person is not in this world for a menucha. Rather, a person is in this world to work and to toil. V'lo yinag ba'atzmo, ela minag ha'poalim ha'osim alacha, page Pei Gimel, eitzel maskirehem, uke'inyin ma'sha'amar, ma'sha'omer, agirei diyoma anan. And a person has to make himself, a person has to imagine that he is like a worker in the employ of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm on the job. I'm on the clock. And the truth is, every moment I'm on the clock. Even when I sleep, I'm on the clock. And that's how we have to live life. Agirei de yoma anan. We are the hired hands, right? Shirei yom, right? We are the hired hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I will say, this is an incredibly profound idea, because I think that a lot of times, you know, everything in life depends on your mindset. So a lot of times we think that life should be relaxing. We have this conception that life should be relaxing. And so when it's not relaxing, we find ourselves frustrated and upset that I can't believe I'm so stressed. I can't believe I'm so exhausted. Same idea where people sometimes have the expectation that everything is supposed to fall into place. An expectation that, like, in life, things are supposed to work out the way I want. And when they don't, it's very frazzling and upsetting. Who said that in life things are supposed to work out the way you want them to work out? Meaning, where does that come from? That presupposes I know the way things are supposed to work out, that I know what the plan is. So first of all, of course we don't. And therefore, we have to kind of erase that expectation. Same idea that life is supposed to be easy. Who said? In fact, again, the Ramchal said, by the way, I'll tell you, the opposite. Life is not easy. And in fact, one of the ways in which you know that you are progressing in life are by virtue of the struggles in which you encounter. Amad la'adam, adam la'amal yulad. A person will see that in just a moment. A person was born to toil. We are workers. Menucha is not the expectation that we should strive to. I will say now again, to be clear, you know, that doesn't mean that a life of menucha, that a life of real service to HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have moments of menucha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Shabbos, right? The whole yisod of Shabbos is to teach us, you know, the Mefarshim point out that what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu teach us in Shabbos? Sisei Chum has a whole piece on this, where he explains that the whole concept of Shabbos is to teach you, person can't work all of the time. Person cannot work all the time. There has to be time in which a person is able to relax, time in which a person is able to take a step back. So we see, so what we're talking about in a general sense, why am I here? And so the Ramcha says, too many of us think that we're here for menucha. I'm not here for menucha. I'm here for avoda. Ukiderach yotzei tzava b'marach oseihem asher achilasem b'chipazon ushnasem arai va'omdim tamin muchanim la'is krav. This is a very profound statement. He says, remember, Yonah Bosai, in the introduction to Mesilas Yesharim, so the Ramchal said that life is a milchama. Life is a war. Life is a milchama. And if life is a war, we are soldiers. So the Bosai, how do soldiers sit down to eat a meal? Right? And the answer is, they don't, right? They eat whatever they can, wherever they can, and move. Of course, you have to eat, the person has to eat. But this doesn't become a whole avoda or a whole experience of sitting down and schmoozing and relaxing and the this and the that. You eat what you have to eat, move along. You sleep, whatever you can get, move along. Why? Because they're always ready for battle. Because again, it's here about say, what's the pshat? So why not sit down to the meal and take your time and enjoy and schmooze and this and that? Why not? There's nothing wrong with it. It's not an aveira chas v'shalom. But what's the issue? The soldiers got to be ready to fight. So we're ready. I'm ready to do battle, right? I can't just sleep and sleep and sleep and sleep because I have to be awake and ready to do battle. So the Ramchal says, "Va'al zeh ne'emar ki adam la'amal yulad." They both say, "We are the soldiers. We are the soldiers." What's the milchama? What's the war? The war is called life. Right, the world is called life, and every day it's 120 year milchama, and every day is a brand new battle, and you have to be ready to fight. Can you not eat? Chas v'shalom, the person has to take care of their goof. You have to eat, because if the soldier doesn't eat, he's not going to perform well in battle. Also, I have to eat. Also, but I also have to recognize that my goal. And also, I want to be clear: are there times to sit at a suda and eat and enjoy and talk and shmooze? Sure, it's called Shabbos, it's called Yom Tov, it's not called Tuesday, right? Tuesday you eat, you move forward, right? Wednesday you eat and move forward. Shabbos, you want to relax a little bit. Okay, beautiful, that's fantastic. The rest of the week, it's a mechama. It's a mechama. And when there's a mechama, do what you have to do, right? Take care of your goof and then move it forward. Sleep what you have to sleep in order to make it through. Not too much, not too little, but be ready then for the milchama. He says, "Kishiyargil atzmo ala derech yimtze avoda kala alav vaday kevon shlo yechser baatzmo hazmana vahachana eleha va'al zeh derech amru chachamim zichronam levracha kachi darko shel torah." So we'll say, the Ramchal says over here, when a person habituates himself to this derech, what's this derech? This derech is, eat what you need to eat, but don't make it the focus. Sleep what you need to sleep. Don't make it the focus. In other words, you have to take care of yourself. But you also have to realize that don't get over-involved in the eating and the sleeping or anything else for that matter, because it's going to derail you ultimately from your avoda. And the more you habituate yourself in that derech of life, the easier your avodas Hashem becomes. And he quotes over here the Mishnah in Avos, "Kach yidarko shel Torah, pas b'melach tochal, bread with salt you should eat, my mushuratishta va'ala aret tishan." Right? Bread and salt, water, sleep on the floor, shukhal har chaka betachlis menam minucha zidon. So you always ask yourself, what does that mean? What does that mean? Is that really what Chazal want from us? Chazal just want me to eat bread and salt and water and sleep on the floor? Like that, it doesn't... You're all tzaddikim, but I'll say it. This does not sound like the recipe for life happiness, right? I don't think like after like 3 days of this, you're exactly the life of the party or pleasant to be around when all you're eating is bread and salt, drinking water, and sleeping on the floor. What is Chazal trying to say? The Ramchal would say it's a bit hyperbolic. Chazal trying to make a point over here. Do what you have to do to take care of your physical needs and don't ignore them. But don't make them the center of your existence. Because if you make them the center of your existence, you will lose out on meaningful life. Meaningful life requires zrizos. Zrizos requires ultimately distancing oneself from some of the things that are the magdile ha'atzla, the things that intensify laziness. What are the things that intensify laziness? An overindulgence in the physical. an overemphasis on the physical. Those are things ultimately, again, that are Magdili Ha'atzla. And if you're Magdili Ha'atzla, you lose out on everything in life. Create priorities. Focus on what you should focus on. And go ahead, make sure the Iker is the Iker and the Tafel is the Tafel. The primary is the primary, the secondary is the secondary. Make sure you understand that you are living every day as a milchama. And I am the soldiers on the front line. Soldiers don't sit down for 3-hour lunches, right? And soldiers don't sit down and call it a night after dinner. Soldiers don't sleep for 9 hours. Soldiers eat what they have to eat and then they move forward. They sleep what they have to sleep and they move forward. Why? Because there's a battle to be waged. I will say there's a great battle to be waged. It's called life. It's called life. And the key component or the key ingredient to being successful in that battle is zrizos, is living life with a sense of zeal, a sense of purpose, a sense of dedication, a sense of alacrity. And we have to be careful to nurture that midah and to stay away from anything which could potentially erode it. All right, we're also going to stop over here, pick up in Meretz Hashem on Day Gimel on Monday.